From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Tuesday rejected accusations he had lied to lawmakers when he previously testified he knew of no contacts between Donald Trump's election campaign he had last year with Russian operatives.
I would like to address the false charges made about my previous testimony. My answers have not changed. I've always told the truth, and I have answered every question as I understood them, to the best of my recollection, as I will continue to do today.
Sessions told the House Judiciary Committee he had no recollection of a 2016 meeting with Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos, who discussed his contacts with people who said they could arrange a meeting between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, until recent news reports showed he had chaired the meeting. U.S. President Donald Trump has, at the last minute, skipped the plenary session of the 18-nation East Asia Summit, with events running behind schedule. Aboard Air Force One, Mr. Trump gave reporters this assessment of his Asia trip.
Very proud of it from a standpoint of security and safety, military, very proud, and trade. You will see numbers that you won't believe over the years.
Trump also said his trip had resulted in at least $300 billion, possibly triple that figure, of deals and arrangements, but he did not elaborate. Military vehicles were reported being heading towards Zimbabwe's capital Tuesday, a day after the army chief warned he would step in to erase political tensions sparked by the firing of the vice president. Zimbabwe's ruling party is accusing the country's army commander of treasonable conduct for the statement. A spokesperson for the State Department told VOA that they were aware of the reports and monitoring the situation. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani launched an investigation Tuesday into why government housing built by his hardline predecessor collapsed, while others withstood a powerful earthquake near the border with Iraq that killed more than 530 people. Both rescuers and residents stood on the remains of homes, looking through rubble. Searchers also used dogs to comb through the debris. Rescuers used backhoes and other heavy equipment to dig through toppled buildings in Sarpol-e-Zahab. More than half of the dead were from there. Aside from the 530 people killed in Iran, 7,817 were injured. Grace Lee reports a North Korean soldier is in critical condition after fleeing to the South Korean border through the Panmunjom Joint Military Area on Monday, despite being shot and wounded by the North Korean military.
South Korean officials say there was a hail of bullets from the north as the soldier ran through the demilitarized zone. He was found unarmed and rushed to surgery while still in his uniform, which indicated he held a lower rank. More than 1,000 North Koreans defect to the south every year, but most make the journey through China, and attempting to cross the DMZ is extremely rare. Seoul says it's the first time North Korean soldiers have fired towards the south side of the joint security area, where soldiers from the two sides stand practically face to face, prompting complaints from lawmakers that South Korea should have shot back.
Reporter Grace Lee. Monday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres held a meeting with the leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Manila. Andrew Palcheski has more.
During the meeting, which was attended by Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi, Guterres spoke about his deep concern over the exodus of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar to Bangladesh.
I cannot hide my deep concern with the dramatic movement of hundreds of thousands of refugees from Myanmar to Bangladesh. It is a worrying escalation in a protracted tragedy and a potential source of instability in the region and radicalization.
More than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have crossed into neighboring Bangladesh since August, when Myanmar security forces responded to militant attacks with a broad crackdown that witnesses and rights groups say has included killing and arson. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will meet with the head of Myanmar's military on Wednesday, and the conversation is expected to focus on the need to stop the violence and stabilize Rakhine State. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
French financial prosecutors say the Swiss-based HSBC private bank has agreed to pay $352 million to France to close a tax fraud case. It's a first for the country. In a written statement, prosecutors said a Paris court approved the agreement Tuesday under a 2016 anti-corruption law. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.